Repent, come back to Allah. Allah forgives our sins, come back to Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and excellence for reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved master, Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It comes out from one narration of our beloved master, Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the narration of Sheikh Majiduddin Firoz Abadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who has stated, when you sit in a gathering and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, Allah Azza wa Jal will designate an angel that will keep you from backbiting. When you depart from that gathering and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angel will keep others from backbiting against you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his own action. There are two madani pearls that we learn from this noble hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that without good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. The more righteous intentions one makes, the greater the reward one will attain. So let us try to make good intentions, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, that we are viewing this program and insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we have the intention to gain the pleasure of Allah and to gain the reward of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, in this series, which is a new series, which is come back to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that we should return back to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Today we are in the topic, time is a valuable and important ni'mah, favor of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned that a naive person say to a hakim, describe the benefits of anything or prescribe any medicine which makes me remain asleep even during daytime. The Hakim replied, also and so, how unwise you are. You already spending half part of your life by sleeping heedlessly at nights, whereas sleep is the other name of death. Now you want to waste further 3/4 part of your life in sleeping, then just 1/4 part of your life will be left for you. The man asked, how? The Hakim replied, suppose you have a lifespan of 40 years, so the half of your life will be 20 years. Now you want to reduce it to 10 years. In other words, you already spending 20 years of your life by sleeping at night. If you remain asleep during the day also, it means you will be spending another 10 years of your life in sleep. Now, what will you have in your hand to carry out good deeds for the preparation of hereafter, which will be only 10 years? So, do reject this idea of oversleeping. Dear Islamic brothers, you have heard how nicely the wise man advised the person who was fond of oversleeping and how he tried to make him think about his afterlife. Those unwise people who waste most of their time by sleeping like bedridden patients should particularly learn a lesson from the above mentioned example. These types of people neither care about salah nor about the rights of their family members. Remember, sleeping in excess is a time-wasting bad habit that causes humiliation in this world and in the hereafter. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the blessed mother radiallahu ta'ala anha of Sayyiduna Sulaiman bin Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam said, O my son, do not sleep too much at night, for sleeping too much at night will leave a man poor on the day of judgment. Shaykhul Hadith Allama Abdul Mustafa A'zami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, all the pious predecessors rahmahumullahu ta'ala advise people to firmly adopt three habits: less sleeping, less speaking, and less eating. Remember that oversleeping, excessive speaking, and overeating are all bad habits that cause loss in this very dunya, in this very world, and in the hereafter. Dear Madani Channel viewers, time is a great divine favor bestowed upon all humans equally, regardless of whether they are rich or poor. A rich person cannot have, for example, 27 hours instead of 24. Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed 24 hours upon everyone in the day and night. Now it's up to a person whether to benefit from these precious moments of life or to waste them. After all, man is a mortal and his temporary life will soon come to an end. Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, O people, you go through different stages. Whenever any day or night passes, it brings a stage to an end. After all of your stages have come to an end, you will reach your destination, that is Jannat or Jahannam. Dear Madani Channel viewers, what is actually meant by valuing time and how can we value our time? Let's try to understand in the light of the glorious Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Wal Asr Innal Insana Lafi Khusr Illa Alladhina Amanu Wa Amilus Salihati Wa Tawasaw Bil Haqqi Wa Tawasaw Bis Sabr. Sadaqallahu Al Azim. Translation from Kanzul Iman. By oath of this era of yours, O dear Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, indeed man is surely in loss, except those who have accepted faith and did good deeds and aged truth, the truth upon one another, and aged one to have patience. The renowned Mufassir commentator of the glorious Quran, a great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, the real capital of man in his life, which he is wasting by committing disbelief and sin, by indulging in heedlessness, by seeking the world and having fun and amusement, he does not spend his life for the betterment of the hereafter. Man is the trader and life is his shop and his deeds are the products. If the product's deeds are good, then it is as if Allah Azza wa Jalla is the buyer and Jannah is the price. If they are bad, then Shaitan is the buyer and Jahannam is the price. Price depends upon the product. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has quoted a blessed saying of a blessed saint rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, I understood the meaning of Suratul Asr from an eye seller who was repeatedly calling out aloud in the marketplace, drawing the attention of people. Have mercy on the one whose capital is melting. Hearing it, I say to myself, translation from Khan Suleiman, indeed man is surely in a loss. Therefore, one who is spending his life uselessly will suffer loss. Dear Madani Channel viewers, have you heard how valuable every moment of your life is and how quickly this short journey of our life is ending? Therefore, wise is the one who does not fall prey to the deception of this dunya, of this world. He should not value ornaments and gold more than the precious moments of his life or her life. He should adore piety, taqwa. He should not waste his day and night in useless activities and worldly luxuries, and should not show any laziness at all in frowning upon the commandments of Sharia. If our nafs makes us lazy, we should rebuke it. We should refrain from Sharia forbidden acts without any ifs and buts and without any delay. If we indulge in the luxuries and pleasures of this mortal world, spending all of our time in them, and imagine the angel of death comes to us, then by Allah Azza wa Jal, we would not be allowed to say even Subhanallah once. Let's listen to this admonitory example in this regard. It is stated on page 389 of the 417-page book, Ihya Ulum Ka Khulasa. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr bin Abdullah Muzni Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi said, a person from Bani Israel hoarded or collected wealth. When the time of his death came near, he said to his sons, show my wealth and possession to me. Many horses, camels, and slaves were brought to him. Seeing them, he began to weep. The angel of death asked, why do you weep? Why do you cry? I will not leave until I have removed your soul, he pleaded. Grant me a little more time to distribute this wealth. The angel of death said, now you would not be granted any time, any respite. Why did you not do it before your death? So the angel of death removed his soul from his body. Dear Madani Channel viewers, above this mentioned example contains Madani pearls of advice, warning for those heedless people who always struggle to multiply their wealth by any means, despite they already having huge wealth. They remain greedy even after hoarding millions and billions of their money and having a lot of properties. Remember, accumulating wealth is not a bad thing itself. Only that wealth is bad which is not spent on paying its hukuk wajibat, such as zakah and fitrah. Only that wealth is bad which makes us heedless of our death, grave and hereafter, and which makes us lazy in performing the commandments of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and following the sharia and good deeds, and which keeps us away from good company. Therefore, try to understand the importance of time. Halal sustenance, only as much as is needed, is what is required in our life. Life is not granted again. Also, bear in mind that the ahadith and narrations which provide guidance about time. Let's listen to some of the blessed sayings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the importance with regards to importance of time as motivation and encouragement. There are two such favors about which many people are in deception. One is health and the other is leisure time. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have stated, value five things. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسين. Value five things before other five things. Number one, your youth before your old age. Number two, your health before your illness. Number three, your wealth before poverty. Number four, your free time, leisure time before being busy. And number five, life before death. The day makes the announcement daily at the time of sunrise. If you want to perform any good deed today, then do it, because I'll never return. So dearest Madani Channel viewers, listening to these mentioned blessed ahadith, those people should awaken from the sleep of heedlessness who waste plenty of their time sitting in the parks, hotels, restaurants and picnic points where non-Muslim males and females gather together, indulge in unlawful gazing, listening to music, watching haram dramas and movies. Some people waste their time by unnecessarily reading newspapers, standing in front of the mirror and again, discussion of current affairs and matches, watching all these football games and so forth and so on. So the point which is being made here is that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us time as a special gift. And this gift, Allah Azza wa Jalla will have to ask us and question us on the day of Qiyamah. All these are reminders to show us that time is a favor, is a ni'mah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that if we ourselves want to come back to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, if we ourselves realize the essence of why Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us life in the first instance, why we are alive, then we realize that we have to utilize this great favor of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, which is the time which Allah has given us. It is also given that on the day of Qiyamah, people be questioned about the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave in with regard to time. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah At-Takathur, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: then on that day, you will surely be questioned regarding the bounties. Commenting on the above mentioned blessed ayah, a legendary and leading scholar of Sharia and Tariqa, Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, you will be questioned about those blessings which Allah Azza wa Jal had bestowed upon you. For example, health, wealth, leisure time, time that you spend in peace. Through these things, you used to seek the pleasure and comfort for yourselves in this world. You will be questioned, what uses of these things you made? Did you show thankfulness to Allah Azza wa Jal for these things? And torments will be inflicted for not showing thankfulness to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, man will not be able to lift his foot until he is questioned about five things, as we have stated earlier on. In which activities was life spent? In which activities was once youth spent? From where was wealth earned? Where was it spent? To what extent was knowledge acted upon? Dearest Madani Channel viewers, the word waqt is a three-letter word, but in reality something priceless. Neither can a person purchase time, nor can he accumulate it. In any way, time is such a traveler that is traveling continuously. It does not rest even for a while and continues its journey toward the destination indifferently. Time has played a vital role in the rise and fall of nations. Those nations who recognize the value of time and stick to their daily schedule, they automatically progress and prosper. Contrary to it, the nations who do not value time, we find that the nations that do not value time and waste it in useless activities, they spend their lives as slaves. Waste of time plunged them into darkness of disgrace and humility, such that even the signs of their existence get wiped away. So, when it comes to time, each and every one of us has to remember that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us a passage in this life, and this passage, in order for us to utilize it to the maximum benefit of ourselves, we need to know how to utilize time. We need to know how we can derive maximum benefit by ensuring that we manage our time. Without management of time, without being productive when it comes to time, without utilizing time to its benefit, for our benefit in the Akhirah and in the Qabr, then we will be at a great loss. Indeed, insan is at a greater loss. He is at a greater loss when he has lost the essence of understanding what is time. What is this favor that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us? Why Allah Azza wa Jal has given us time? Why Allah Azza wa Jal has made it that time is given as a favor? So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is the message of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami, it is there to encourage us. It is there to remind us. It is there as a special movement of Quran and Sunnah to remind us about the favors of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, in understanding that every moment of our lives, it is spent wisely, it is spent in assuring that Allah is pleased with us. This is the importance of time. Hence, our pious predecessors, they did understand, and they clearly understood the purpose of life and appreciated the time that Allah Azza wa Jalla had given them, in that you find that they were ready to sacrifice their lives, they were ready to give their wealth, they were ready to sacrifice their family, they were ready to give everything that they had for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and for the sake of that great success in the Qabr and in the Akhirah. So we make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we are able to understand the favor of Allah, that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us time, and this time is there to prove ourselves, and that may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that every single second and every breath of our life, it is spent wisely to gain the pleasure of Allah, and we are ready to give our time back to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal as an investment. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Repent, come back to Allah. Allah forgives all sins, come back to Allah.